birthday of Christmas my true love gave to me. 9 telemarketers.
Good day, mate. This is Colin Jones. Are you wanting greater call rates?
8 Bollywood films, 7 11 workers, 6 IT graduates, 5 Indian games. 4 Hare Krishna, 3 butter chickens, 2 nosy in-laws, and a totally insufficient dowry.
So tell me again, Ken, whose idea was this?
Well, I plead the fifth. Better be yours.
You and the Salahis are pleading the fifth this morning.
Yeah. Excuse me, let me get my close-up. I'm ready now.
Yeah. This is the first day of Christmas, Monday morning, December 14th, otherwise known as a partridge and a beer can and a pear tree. Every spring, the trees are loaded with toilet paper. By the way, it is also, for those of you not looking at a calendar right now, it is National Bouillabaisse Day.
Well, all right.
At a loss for what to give that special someone? How about a nice bowl of bouillabaisse?
Well, actually, at ESPN is National Booyah Day.
Well, I'm Ken, and he's Ken, and we're the two Kens that have been around weekly about a year now. Very weekly. For the next 11 days after this, we're going to come back every morning and do a little bit of stocking stuffers. So, you know, and I was thinking about this morning, Ken, how much I envy you and the lovely Lady C at this time of the year.
Yeah. Why would that be?
No daughters. Girls are impossible to buy gifts for. You know, we had a boy and two girls, and you know, my son, no big deal. He, you know, you can just think sports and you're there. But girls,
girls are not only impossible to buy gifts for generally, but especially if you're the guy doing the shopping. I mean, which is harder for a guy to do, to pick out a doll for a little girl or some lingerie for your significant other? I mean, it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Especially if you get the two mixed up.
Yeah. Well,
I wake up in the morning and I jump out of bed. The sun is shining like my diamond around my neck. Christmas and I'm all alone, but I just don't care. I'm blinging my blues away. Ooh, feeling fine, oh yeah, I'm feeling fine. I'll just spend one more dime, cause I am feeling fine. I got the fa-la-la-la-la bling blues. The advertising fills my mind, now what should I buy? This and that, oh, three of those, the top of the line. I'll send some gifts to relatives and friends from afar. I'm blinging their blues away. Oh, feeling fine, oh yeah, I'm feeling fine. I'll just spend one more dime, cause I am feeling fine. I got the fa-la-la-la-la bling blues. Christmas is now over, but I still get some mail. Notices of payments that are huge on the scale. My credit cards are maxed. What do I do? From blinging my blues away. Oh, feeling fine. Well, I was feeling fine. Now I don't have a dime, but I was feeling fine. I got the fa-la-la-la-la bling blues. I'll be saving again for next Christmas to spend. Oh, help me. I got the fa-la-la-la-la bling blues.
Oh. Fa-la-la-la-la bling blues. And, you know, when I'm done spending this holiday, you and I are both going to have the bling blues. She's an award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter. Her name is Janice. She's an actress of Icelandic and French descent. In 2008, Ken, Janice was nominated for Best Song at the Hollywood Music Awards.
Really?
Independent Music Awards and the Toronto Exclusive Magazine Awards. Janice has also won Best Jazz CD for her Christmas album. You're listening to it. If you think, I love this. This is on her publicity notes. Think ABBA meets Peggy Lee meets Karen Carpenter. Don't wrap your head around that.
No. there's like 10 jokes there that are all inappropriate. But
So anyway, getting back to this list, and if you have daughters, girls, you know, to buy for, my advice is don't forget Biker Barbie, because
Remember her?
Back, you know, or Trailer Trash Barbie.
Yeah.
You know, any of the ones that Mattel didn't quite make it from conception to the shelf near you. So, but you've got some ideas, right?
Well, actually, I found some ideas over on the Huffington Post, so you can kind of take that with a grain of, or with a bushel of salt, whatever. But, you know, the thing about dolls, I mean, seriously, is that they're really designed to be like role play and role models, like things that little girls might want to grow up to be, that kind of thing. And, well, here's three you might not want to, you might want to stay away from these. The first one is called Breastfeeding Doll.
Yeah.
Now, it comes with a, you know, a little baby doll, and it has a special halter top that the little girl wears, and the halter top has flowers on it where nipples would be. And what you do is you hook up the baby doll to one of the flowers, and it moves its mouth and it makes sucking noises. Now, the tagline for this product reads, because you shouldn't have to wait until you have breasts before you start breastfeeding. Is that a good idea?
Have you seen a picture of this? I mean,
yes, I have pictures for all these.
Can you tell if the doll's been, you know, cosmetically enhanced in any way? Or?
Is this a good idea? All right.
And then when the doll grows up, she becomes the Hooters doll.
So there's one you might want to cross off. Here's another one. Yeah. First of all, let me put the context into it. Do you know what a cleaning trolley is? You know what that means?
I have no idea.
That's that kind of cart that you see custodians and janitors when they go down the corridor. It's got all their cleaning supplies in it.
Well, you've just learned two things about me. I'm not domestically inclined.
Yes.
And I'm
and
not,
you're not a janitor.
I'm not a janitor. Not yet, anyway. After this show, maybe.
Now, keep that in mind and imagine that look of wonder and amazement and gratitude as your little girl tears off the gift wrapping and opens up that special present she's been waiting all year for and sees the doll and playset called My Cleaning Trolley.
I can't wait, Mom.
It comes with a little small little doll and a roll-around small cart stocked with a broom, a mop, a bucket, and a variety of brushes and sponges. So if your little girl aspires one day to be a cleaning lady, this is the gift for her. And let me give you one more, my pièce de résistance. It's called Pole Dancing Doll. I think it's about 12 inches high, a young woman in not much clothing, clinging ever so seductively to a little plastic pole on a miniature stage, all ready to do her pole dancing thing. Now, you give this one to the little girl, and that may be the last Christmas gift you're ever allowed to give.
So, moms, look for these and other fine gifts out at Tarts R Us.
Right. You can't make it up.
On our way out, we thought we'd lay some more Christmas music on you. All of our music, most of it anyway, this comes from Cyber PR and Ariel Hyatt in New York City. These are some of her clients that she's helping to get to the next level. And I'll tell you, she's done a terrific job. We've heard some great things. This is Megaphone. You may remember Megaphone from back in our heyday.
We had a heyday?
We had a heyday. Yeah, it was day before yesterday. We had one classic show. This is the perfect gift. And singer Matt Bloodwell originally wrote The Perfect Gift as a Christmas present for his fiancée, Joy. And then the following year, his band decided to embrace the song, release it as a single. He said, instead of covering a traditional Christmas song, we have this original Christmas song already, so let's put it out there, and who knows, maybe it will become a modern classic. Not only that, but he says we get to add something special to this amazing time of year, and it certainly is. And we'll see you tomorrow, right, Ken?
Absolutely.
I found the perfect gift this December 25th.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, 2kenscomedy.com.
And my list is long. The perfect gift for me isn't wrapped under the tree. You can tell Santa to pass us by, and don't even leave the lights on. You give me what I wanted every day. Give me what I wanted every day. doesn't cost a thing. My list isn't long.